In this module, I'm going to show you how to set your PacMates clock and calendar. Now, you should be with me back on the Today screen, and at the top of the screen. If you're not there, go ahead and up arrow until you reach the date, and I will press up arrow.
Tuesday, July 1st, 2003.
And I'm already there. Now, to open this option, I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Clock dialog, time page, home radio button checked, 1 of 2.
And I find myself in a dialog box. Pocket PC allows you to set two different time settings. They're listed as home and away. Home is pretty self-explanatory. If you're at home, that's your time zone. Away would be the time zone you find yourself in when you're on a business trip, perhaps, or on vacation. To move around in a dialog box, you'll press Tab or Shift Tab to move in reverse order. So I'm going to press Tab because I'm leaving this set for home.
Tab. Time zone combo box GMT-8 Pacific US 5 of 75.
I'm now able to set the time zone that I'm in. You'll notice that the PacMate says GMT. The time standards around the world are all calculated according to Greenwich Mean Time, now called Coordinated Universal Time, which is the zero meridian. You heard PacMate say GMT-8 Pacific. The dash in this case is a minus. And what it's saying is that Pacific time is minus 8 hours GMT. Now, since I'm in Florida, I'm going to change the time zone to Eastern U.S. I'm going to press the down arrow until I find the selection that matches my actual location.
GMT-7 Mountain U.S. GMT-7 Chihuahua La Paz. GMT-7 Arizona. GMT-6 Central U.S. GMT-6 Saskatchewan. GMT-6 Mexico City, Mon. GMT-6 Cent, America. GMT-5 Eastern U.S.
And there's the one I'm looking for. You'll notice we listed time zones in a number of different locations, and if you ever feel adventuresome or you're very, very bored, you could actually arrow through all 75 of these selections and hear the time zones announced for various exotic places around the world. Now I'll press Tab again.
Tab. Time 6:21:06 p.m. Hour 6.
And you heard it announce the time, the incorrect time, and you heard it say hour 6. Right now, the hour setting is selected, and it's showing as 6. I'm going to set the time for 2:30 p.m., so I wish to change my hour to 2. I'm going to up arrow.
7.
Oh, that's the wrong way. I'm going to down arrow.
6. 5. 4, 3, 2.
And in order to move from hours to minutes to seconds as I make my changes, I will use the left and right arrow keys. So I'm going to press the right arrow key.
Minute 21.
And I said I'm going to set it for 2:30, so let me this time press the up arrow.
22.
And you'll notice I'm going in the right direction this time.
23, 24, 27. 28, 29, 30.
And I'll press the right arrow again.
Second, 06. 0, 0, 0, 0, 2, 0, 1, 0, 0.
Now, some of you are saying, why are you bothering to set the seconds? Because by the time you've set the seconds that you want, it's a whole different second. And that's true, but for the purposes of this demonstration, I thought I'd do it anyway. If I were to press the right arrow again...
PM...
I hit the AM or PM option. It's already set to PM. If I wanted it to be morning, I would just press the up arrow.
AM.
And it says AM for AM.
PM.
If you press the up arrow or the down arrow, of course, you'll return to PM. I'll press the right arrow again.
Hour 2.
And you'll notice it's wrapped around to the hour again. So you can use either the right or the left arrow key, whichever one suits you, and you'll be able to reach all of these selections. Press the Tab key again.
Tab. Date 7/1/2003, day 1.
And we're going to set the calendar. The calendar works just like the clock function does. You'll use up and down arrow keys to move through the digits, and left and right arrow keys to move through the various day, month, and year options. Now what I would like to do is set the month first. So I'm going to press left arrow.
Month 7.
And I'm going to up arrow until I reach 10 for October.
8, 9, 10.
I'll left arrow again.
Year 2003.
Now, the year is already correct, so I won't change that, and I'll left arrow again.
Day 1.
And I'm going to up arrow until I reach 20.
2. 6. 8. 4. 15. 6. 7. 8. 9. 20.
If I wish to check what I've done, I can press C chord to read the current line.
Day 10/20/2003. Day 20.
That reads the current line, and then it repeats day, simply telling me what selection I am on at the moment. Now that we've set the date, press tab again.
Tab, time, tab.
And the Pac-Mate says time, tab, indicating that in this multi-page dialog box, we're on the time page, or the time tab if you prefer. In order to make your settings permanent and to exit this dialog box, press the Enter key.
Enter. Settings dialog. Save changes to the clock settings. Yes button.
Pac-Mate asks if we wish to save these changes, and since we're already on the Yes button, I'll simply press Enter.
Enter. Today.
And as you can hear, we're back on the Today screen. That's the end of this module. Please join me in the next one.